In the movie business these days, it's not enough to have a blockbuster film debut on 8,000 screens and to have locked in millions of dollars in marketing tie-ins. You've got to look ahead to the next big deal.
Hello?
Lauren, darling!
Hey, babe.
Congrats on the awesome new job, huh? Head of development. Whoa!
Well, it, you know, I like
got
it.
Got a gift for you. We have your first humongous Boffobio blockbuster, Lorelai. Ready? Here's the one-line pitch. Larry Potter, American boy wizard.
Larry Potter.
Larry Potter. Larry lives in Brooklyn, okay? Larry goes to wizard school at PS 666. But Larry's teachers aren't Anglo-Saxon psychos with cigarette teeth and Roald Dahl backstories. No, they're American wizards. They're black, Hispanic, Haitian, Native American. They do American magic. Bad magic, Lauren.
Okay, well, have you thought about...
Walking dead.
Animal gods possessing pets and cars.
Moons drenched in blood.
Don't you
have
love
you
it?
Thought about trying to take
okay,
this from...
Okay, no, wait. The chief wizard, you know, the boss wizard?
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's the way popular principal of PS 666. 350-pound former supreme SmackDown champion of the WWF.
That's the World Wizarding Federation.
Uh-huh.
Danny Dumbledore.
Dumbledore.
Dumbledore, huh?
Yeah.
Lauren.
Okay. Well, what about trying it from a slightly different angle? If you thought about.
But wait. This is really great. Larry would not be seen dead on a broomstick. Larry plays this really really weird sport. At wizard school? Basketball. Who says white wizards can't jump? That's why the mugger kids call him Magic Potter. Oh, we forgot about muggers. It's a tough neighborhood. Kids in PS 666 call regular non-wizard people muggers.
Mm.
Muggers.
Well, I like it, but
yeah?
Do you have anything in there for, like, a Jennifer Lopez?
J-Lo?
Yeah.
J-Lo.
Mm-hmm. We're looking for
property.
Well,
none of this is carved in stone, Lori.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm just spitballing here, but just hear me out. Maybe, okay, so a J-Lo comes in on a motorcycle or something.
Right.
She's a substitute teacher.
She's a singing, dancing substitute.
What do you think? Guy be for lunch?
I'm going to have to call you back.
You got our number.
Satirist Tony Hendra with Ed Begley Jr. and Amy Dickinson.